kind of people usually get up early, and why? I would say older people usually get up early, because the brain of the elderly is different from that of the young. There is calcification in human cells. After the organ starts aging, calcification usually occurs. Older people have a part of the brain calcified, with less active cells than younger people. So they sleep less time each day than the youth. Another reason for the older people to get up early is they do not need to go to work every day and usually have several little naps during the daytime.
Why do many people dislike getting up early? Many people dislike getting up early because being tired can cause stress and irritation. When a person is tired, they do not function as well as they usually do. This means that simple tasks become difficult, and it can be hard to converse and function like a normal person. Therefore, many people would much rather prefer sleeping in a little later so they are energetic and functional throughout the day. For these sorts of people, getting up early is something they dislike very much. Is the early morning the best part of the day? I do not believe that the early morning is the best part of the day. Personally, I do not like the early morning because it is often cold and I feel tired and unenergetic. I much prefer the late afternoon, when the sun is starting to set and it is still warm outside. I know there are some highly motivated people who love the early morning and think it is the best time of day to get errands done. However, I am not one of these people, and I would much rather sleep in during this time. So, I do not believe the early morning is the best part of the day. What's the advantages of arriving early for an appointment? The main advantages of arriving early for an appointment are that you make a good impression and you can ensure the service is run efficiently and effectively for everyone. If you turn up late to an appointment, it makes you look like you do not care about the appointment and you do not respect the person you are meeting. This is a terrible way to come across and should be avoided at all costs. Furthermore, most of the time people have more than one appointment in a day. So, if you are late, you will mess up their schedule for the whole day. Therefore, there are many advantages to turning up early for an appointment. When is it not good for people to arrive very early? There are some situations in which it is not good for people to arrive very early. For example, if you have been invited to dinner or a party at somebody's home, then it would be quite improper for you to turn up very early. They will have a lot of things they must organize and get ready for the party or dinner, and if you turn up too early, they may be unprepared. It would be quite rude and improper to put someone in that situation, especially when they are your host for an event. Therefore, it is not always good for people to arrive early. Why do some people think it's important to be on time and others don't? Some people think it is important to be on time while others don't because some people have a greater sense of empathy than others. It is important to be on time because it is rude and hurtful to make somebody wait for you. Many people understand that it is hurtful to have to wait for someone who is very late. Therefore, because of their empathy, they always arrive on time. In contrast to this, selfish people who only think of themselves are frequently late because they put their own lives before the lives of others. Therefore, empathy is the biggest factor in whether someone thinks it is important to be on time or not.